Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to day 12. It is, I don't know if you can feel this, but as I said, there's going to be some downhill momentum a little bit from here. And for some of you, that might not be true, but and don't sweat any of it, okay? Don't sweat any of it. It's all as it should be. It's all as it should be. So I notice in the transcripts I say so a lot. Apparently I want to knit things together. We are... Feel the energy right now. Feel the energy as you come into this day 12. It's starting to become a bit of a habit to do this every day with me. And feel the energy of there's an inkling of a possibility here. Can you feel that? There's an inkling of a possibility that you are here to really transform some things. That you are really here to... do things differently. And I suspect many of us, when we go into programs like this, we're expecting kind of to take the pill and I'm going to feel better. And we don't realize that our soul actually wants to and needs to and requires to play in the dynamics of our life. And because of past traumas, because of the conclusions we made in the past about who we are based on a trauma, we set up a system that allows us to play very intensely. And the challenge, the fine line here is that we set up this system that allows us to create experiments that are very, very deep and intense and powerful because of the trauma that happened, the conclusions we made, the protection mechanisms that we're using, and now we're here to unravel that. And that's part of this grand experiment that we're here to play with. So when we are in this experiment, when we are in the midst of it, there is a tendency to avoid it. Ironically, isn't that something? Now, I suspect that at some point in time, there was a turn that went a little sideways, and I'm not sure if this is true, in our society, in our culture, that created way, way, way more experiments than we had expected. And so now... we are at a turning point, I think, in human evolution itself, where we are being asked to move into a different space, which is what's happening here. We are not taking a pill and being better. We are playing full out in conscious awareness. That's the key, conscious awareness. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about the observer. I talk about it. The observer is something that you've noticed during the spontaneous transformation system of healing. It's one of the steps, is to engage and embody and be the observer. So we're going to play with the observer, that you be the observer of your life every single day, which is what we've been doing already. And we're going to bring a seed of consciousness that is really, really, really quite powerful now. I'm being shown the oak, the acorn, that and that we are kind of super magicians here right now, that we have superpowers. And we can take the acorn and just infuse it with the energy of intention and have it grow much, much faster. And that rapid accelerated growth allows for something magical to happen. Instead of 300 years, it's 3 days. And imagine what would happen in 3 days of growth. And there's some challenges within that, as you can tell. There's likely going to be some intensity with that, right? There's going to be some getting used to that the 300 years provides, that the 3 days doesn't. And that's part of what's happening in this program. And what we're going to do today is be the observer that allows us to see the mechanisms of the growth. Allows us to see the mechanisms of the intensity, allows us to see what's really going on in the background so that we can account for the accelerated growth. We can account for the time that is kind of missing within the accelerated growth. It doesn't, we don't need 300 years to get to the issues of stress and overwhelm. Truly, 21 days is plenty. And for those of you who want to, you own this program now. So go through the full 45, go through the full day, go through the full 21 twice. Not kidding. It makes a huge difference when you do it twice. There are certain people who 21 days is exactly habit breaking. Perfect. And for other people, I'm pointing at me, it might be double. So you might consider going through this again. okay. So as we think about being the observer of our life, let's just embody that observer energy to start with, okay? Let's just embody the energy of the neutral, somewhat detached, yet very compassionate and supportive observer. Play with that right now. What would that be like if you were this, you know how you've embodied that for the little ones during the spontaneous transformation process? Just embody the observer right now. Move into an energy of neutrality. Move into the still point of the observer. And the observer is this part of us that is able to be still no matter what's happening. It reminds me of that beautiful scripture. It might not be scripture, it might be prayer, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Notice if your mind went there. Chen, you're wrong. Be still and know that I am God. Feel that. Be still and know that I am. Feel that. Be still and know. Be still. Be. And just allow yourself to be in this energy of the still point and bring consciousness to the energy. It is Psalms. Thank you, Rita. Psalms 46:10. So beautiful. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Beautiful. And there's this wonderful energy as we move into the still point and then bring conscious awareness in this moment to also notice the in the still point that there is the observer, that there is this beautiful, beautiful observer. Right? Beautiful, beautiful observer. And embody that observer energy in this still point. So the observer might be a scientist that is very linear, but very compassionate and supportive. The observer may be for you a fairy godmother, you know, with a wand and is able to just be present in support, but keeping a distance with those she's playing with. Perhaps you're the guardian angel that is powerfully embodying the neutral energy, the neutral, right? Maybe you are the archetypal mother energy, the mother that is able to stay neutral and allow the child to learn to grow on its own without interference, and yet is extremely loving and supportive. Maybe you have your own version that is a compilation of these. And just tap in and play with that observer energy. Just play with that observer energy. And just notice the observer that is you. Which is it? And embody it in this moment and embody the still point, the stillness of that beautiful observer. And notice now that the observer has kind of a heightened frequency, has a heightened energy of observation. Notice that. Notice that. That there is the observer has a capacity, if you will, to see or sense. If you're not a seer, you're a sensor. Behind the scenes, if you will. It can see the machinations of the universe and how it works. It can see the mechanisms of you in the world. It can observe in that place of neutrality without judgment, without criticism, without attachments, without expectations, without conditions. It can simply observe from a place of stillness and of great space and power. And it can observe your life. So, that's it. We're going to move this energy into the white space. There's that beautiful white room, white space that has this energy is personified of the observer energy, if you will. The energy of this neutral love is personified, and we're going to go there. And just off to one side, there is there's this room or whatever it looks like for you, an area. It might be an area for you or a room. But it looks a little different because it's shining even brighter. And it is a room of concentrated love. Concentrated love. That's it. And as you move into this room of concentrated love, you are able to embody the observer even more. It's as if it's like your superhero costume. That's it. And that you're being fitted with this superhero costume that contains within it all your amazing, divine, brilliant qualities of divinity, that personifies the sliver of divinity that is you. And so you put on this superhero suit of your power, of your great power, of your divine qualities. Right? And it comes with special goggles, God goggles. Divine glasses that allows you to see even more. And you're already the embodied observer, and now you've got these extra superpowers and tools that are on top of your amazing, brilliant, embodied observer. So there you are. You are the still point here. You are the still point. And you are also wearing a costume of your amazing qualities. You also have this these beautiful glasses of discernment on that you can see behind the scenes. They're x-ray visions, but it's not x-ray to see the bones and the tissue and anything like that. It's x-ray to see to sense the mechanisms of your life, the machinations of your process, of your beingness, right? So in this moment, in this room that we're in, we are donned in our beautiful uniform. We have our goggles on. For those who are not necessarily visual, the goggles go into your beautiful brain and stimulate sensation, okay? So that you can quote-unquote see or sense. Now, we're going to, in this room, there is a viewing station, if you will. And it is a set of monitors all around the room. And the monitors can be in sync so that they're all showing the same picture, and they can be also show individual pictures. And as you start to look at the monitors or sense what's on the monitors, you notice that the goggles and the uniform and the observer is in a beautiful place of neutral, and you get to see some of the mechanisms and the machinations of your life. You get to see that upset that you created a couple of days ago. You get to see what's really going on. You get to see that there's maybe a thread that goes way, way, way back into childhood that created this belief that is now perpetuating in this moment. And you as the observer, you're on this observer energy, right? So you are completely embodied in the observer, 100%. You can't do anything but observe in neutrality, right? So as you observe the mechanisms of your life, the machinations of your life, and you observe the frequency that is emanated in that moment. You can actually observe your universe, and the universal laws of these core beliefs that were created in a moment of upset and trauma. So what if any of this were true? What if you could actually do this? What if it were true? And again, some of you, your minds are going, oh, this is crazy. I can't do this. This is nuts. This isn't really happening. Yeah, it's all metaphor. It's all beautiful metaphor, but it is creating a dynamic that allows you to see more, which is allowing you to bring conscious awareness more and more and more to the observer, which is allowing you to be the observer more in your life, which is allowing you to have tremendous space. And in that space, you have choice, and in that choice is freedom. In the noticing is freedom. In the noticing provides you the pause that allows you to choose. So in this beautiful metaphor, this fantasy world that I am creating for you right now, just play with it. Just pretend. Feel what it feels like to be the embodied observer right now. Feel what it feels like. What does it feel like to be the embodied observer? Play, pretend, fantasize with me. What does it feel like to be the embodied observer? What does it feel like to wear the cloak? What's it feel like? Describe it to yourself. What does it feel like to wear this beautiful uniform, this superhero uniform of your qualities? What does it feel like? Take a moment, describe it to yourself, what it feels like to be your qualities. That's it. That's it. Feel that. And what if, just like Superman, it's underneath your clothes all the time? It actually goes invisible. It's an invisible, beautiful uniform that's always a part of you. It's like a little blueprint that's part of you. It's very comfortable and cozy and sweet and loving and embracing, because it's you in your divinity, in your divine aspects. What does that feel like? To be living. And if you'd like, you can, describe to us on Facebook or using the form. What does that feel like? And for those who are watching later, there is no form, so don't get confused. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to be your amazing qualities of divinity? What's that like? And for any of you that are confused, it's in the bonus audio, audio number 2, the bonus audio, where we really went into the qualities, and also day 1. And we started playing with the rack of our qualities. But just notice what qualities of that who are you? What are you? What are these qualities? You know, mine is wisdom and laughter and fun and mischievousness and adventurousness. Those are just some of mine. So I'm wearing that right now as my cloak. What does it feel like when you put that on and you wear it and it is you? That's it. And now we're also in this beautiful special room with concentrated love. That's it. Connie is peace and harmony and fun. Effortlessness. Calm is genies. That's it. And feel that. Feel that quality. Describe it to yourself. Describe what it feels like to be these qualities. What does it feel like in your physical body, for example? What does it feel like in your physical body to be these qualities? What does it feel like in your mental body, in your thoughts, to be these qualities? What does it feel like in your emotional body? What emotions are preeminent in these qualities? Notice it. Describe it to yourself. Feel your power in this moment. That's it. That's it. Good. Good. There's a beautiful unwinding happening here as we just claim our qualities. Now, on top of that, we are the observer. And the observer also has some of these qualities, doesn't it? The observer that is us claims the qualities as well. And in this observer state now, with our uniform on, our qualities humming through us, and our God goggles on, we look at our life in these monitors. We look at the circumstances of our life, and we see beyond what's happening. Or if you want, there's a viewing station where you can take a look, or there's a satellite that you can take a look, whatever works for you, whatever metaphor works for you. But you can see the expanse of your life right now. You can in particular see the current circumstances of your life. You can not only see your life, but you can also see, it's working better for me to look through this window onto my life, and that might work for you as well. But whatever works for you, use it. Whatever metaphor is showing up for you in this moment is yours, and it's perfect for you. Okay, so view your life from the qualities and from the observer. Neutral. No conditions, no attachments, no expectations. Neutral, neutral, neutral. And as this neutral observer, you're just going to observe your life and see what is happening. You're going to see a little bit of the future. You're going to certainly see the past, how it influenced the now. You're going to see the beliefs. You're going to see a lot of things right now. So just take a moment and observe as a beautiful, dispassionate, neutral observer. Look at your life from this observer perspective. And I strongly suggest not diving into any part of it. Just be in this moment of neutral, absolute neutrality. And in the state of neutral, you're going to see things that you can't see when you're emotionally in it. Okay, so we're going to take ourselves back and look at the current circumstances and see how the past created those current circumstances and see how that these current circumstances might even be here for you so that you can get to that future that you're starting to see, that future that contains calm and peace and abundance and love and possibility and potentiality and flow and alignment and balance. Those things are in your future, and they're coming from right here, right now. And that future came from the past that is being unraveled in this moment. Watch, look at the mechanism of this from this place of neutral, from this place of the observer. Observe your life right now and how everything in this moment and the things that are showing up in this moment, all of it right now is here to support you in what's next, is here to help you unravel anything that is no longer required for what's next. Look at your life from this perspective, backwards, from neutral. Look at your life from this place of neutral. Yeah, so Julie's saying she's seeing it all coming together. Ursula is saying it is empowering and liberating. Yeah. That's right. Okay, so if there's any negative emotions, just watch them dissipate in this field of neutral. Be neutral. If there's any upsetting or negative energies, be the dispassionate scientist. Be the neutral observer. Do not dive in. Don't. Just step back and say, I see that that's there. I see that those energies are there. And just love them and honor them. I get why they're there. You can look now into the past and see why those upsetting emotions might be there. And just watch them wash away in this beautiful still point of love that is here right now. And watch the mechanism of why those energies are here. They're here for you to see and notice and allow that those are the energies that are creating the current circumstances. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's as it should be, because those beautiful energies are here to be seen and observed by you. That's it. Loved and honored by you, and that's it. So that they can unwind and unravel. Just being observed and seen and honored is all that most of us really need. Is to just be finally seen. You know, one of the most revealing conversations I had this year was someone said to me, they're in the midst of a breakup, and they said, I just wish that they could see my intention. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's it. If everyone could just see our intention, it would be so different, wouldn't it? Well, that's us. Right now we get to see our intention. We get to see what our soul intended in this moment. What if that were true? That right now, you could see your soul's intention as you look at this scope of your life right now and you look at the current circumstances. What if you could see your soul's intention? What if you could see that you were here to play with level 10 forgiveness, level 10 love? And what if that level 10 experience requires its opposite in order to experience it? What if we're now unraveling all of that, not only for us, but for all of humanity? What if that were true? So in this moment, feel the superpowers of your divine qualities. Feel them right now. That's it. Notice that. Notice them. Feel it. Notice the mind and the thoughts and the emotions and the physical body, all feeling these divine qualities. That's it. Now feel the observer observing all of it, observing you and the qualities, and observing now your life. Feel yourself moving into that observer energy and observing all of it, observing the past and how the past has fueled this moment. And this moment is fueling a soul's yearning to unwind these parts of the past that was part of the whole experiment of our soul, to then move into what's next. And what's next is that our yearning and our soul yearning. And everything that is not in alignment is right in our purview right now, in the current circumstances of our life, showing us the parts of us that are ready to be loved and honored and unwound. That we get to crack the walnuts open and feel the feelings that are no longer needed. And we get to observe this as in this beautiful detached state. And we notice that in this moment of detachment, we are actually in a field of remarkable concentrated love. That we are in a field of concentrated love. There we go. And that concentrated love is gently loving all the parts of us that have had any pain or suffering. That beautiful love is honoring every single and acknowledging every single moment of pain and upset. That beautiful neutral love is just honoring and acknowledging. And the energy is also one of, there, sweet one, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And our act of observation is making that true. Our act of observation is the initiation of the unraveling. Just seeing it and acknowledging it and loving it. That's it. So in this moment, you're in your own part of the journey, whatever that looks like in this moment. So kind of look up into the moment here. You might be looking at your life, your circumstances, your past, your future. You might be acknowledging the observer. You might be noticing the qualities. Notice where you're at right now. And from this moment, notice the love that is here for you, that is here as you, that is here through you. Notice this moment. That's it, right there, right there. There's this beautiful healing that's happening right now as we just surrender into this moment. Surrender into our power, the love that we are, the love that just simply is. There's a beautiful healing happening right now. Ooh. That's it. And there's a universal vacuum cleaner that is coming in right now that is just cleaning up any old dust bunnies that are no longer needed in this moment. Cleaning up the old dust bunnies. That's it. Good. Good. And today, notice the observer. Notice the tendency to dive into a situation. And notice, can you pull back into that beautiful neutral observer and just observe and just be present and be present in support and compassion for yourself, but be the observer. There's someone that was sharing that they're getting worse by doing spontaneous transformation technique. And the only reason that you'd ever get worse is if you weren't embodying the observer. So if anything is showing up that appears like the emotions are too much, it's because you're in it, not the observer. This state of neutrality is exceptionally important, especially right now, especially during a spontaneous transformation. It's why I talk about it so much. It's why I dedicated an entire session to the observer. When we're in the state of neutral and not diving in, we are not re-traumatizing. When we're in the state of neutral, when we're doing spontaneous transformation, we are unwinding, not traumatizing. It's a huge, subtle, but potent and important difference. Now, I just want to talk about re-traumatizing for a minute, and you'll hear this for those of you who are going to go further with me and learn spontaneous transformation so that you can do this as a daily practice. We re-traumatize ourselves every single day, so there's no danger here. Every day that we execute another old belief that doesn't serve us, that is part of an old paradigm of the coping mechanism, an old paradigm of protecting those walnuts, we are re-traumatizing ourselves. But let's put this in perspective, okay? And I talked about this already. The re-traumatizing is a one. The energy that we did today is 1,000. Today was 1,000. It's usually 100, but today was 1,000, yesterday and today, right? So the one traumatizing is compared to the 1,000 of reformatting, rewinding, unwinding. Got it? So our mind can take it and go, oh my God, I'm re-traumatizing. Oh no. And instead, we could go, wow, I can pause this moment and unwind it and love and just simply love myself in the midst of it and just say, oh my God, I'm so freaking adorable. I totally understand why I just reacted that way. I get it. And that moment is 1,000 to the one of the reaction. Okay? Got it? Our minds are amazing, amazing things. And again, the observer is such a potent tool for you to use in your life from this moment forward. Be the observer of you in your life. Be the observer of how the circumstances have brought you to this moment, and these circumstances are taking you in an unwinding pattern. This is up and out time, up and out. Instead of unwinding the pattern in, we are unwinding the pattern out so that what's next is very different. Okay? Got it? I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you for day 13. Bye, everybody.